This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
The 16th day of August, 2017. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and whenever I get really, really upset at the globalists involved in such incredible evil, and it gets me a little bit saddened or depressed to see how they're lying, how they're trying to divide us in the name of unity, when I see how they're trying to kill our economy, when I see how they're trying to deceive us, I then see beautiful, wonderful things happen, like Heather Hare, the poor young lady that died in Charlottesville last Saturday, her mother, Susan Breaux, and her father at a big memorial service going on right now. And we backed it up. It's still happening, but we backed it up to the beginning of her statements. We're going to have Heather Hare's father's statements today as well, but they're still live right now. And then later in the hour, I'm going to play the 20-minute press conference, excerpts of it, where the media is such clear enemies of America and our recovery and of unity and just frothing liars. And Trump's responses are amongst the most epic I've ever seen when he takes on fake news. But let's go out to break with the first few minutes of this, just the loving words of Susan Breaux, the mother of the young lady who got run over last Saturday in Charlottesville, in that nightmare situation that tears the heart out of any parent, because the fact that only, you know, 4 or 5 days later she's able to come out and show so much love and humility really, really touched, I know, my heart and your hearts as well. So here is this amazing level of love calling for unity and not calling for the media to use her for hate and to use her for further division in America. Here is part of that statement.
To spread. I don't want this to die. This is just the beginning of Heather's legacy. This is not the end of Heather's legacy. You need to find in your heart that small spark of accountability. What is there that I can do to make the world a better place? What injustice do I see? And what to turn away? I don't really want to get involved in that. I don't want to speak up. They'll be annoyed with me. My boss might think less of me. I don't care. You poke that finger at yourself like Heather would have done, and you make it happen. You take that extra step. You find a way to make a difference in the world. My child had a high school education. My child was no saint. She was hard to raise because everything was a negotiation. Not kidding. But you know what? She was a firm believer in whatever she believed. And let's do that. Let's find that spark of conviction. Let's find in ourselves that action. Let's spread this. Let's have the uncomfortable dialogue. It ain't easy sitting down and saying, well, why are you upset? It ain't easy sitting down going, yeah, well, I think this way, and I don't agree with you, but I'm going to respectfully listen to what you have to say. We're not going to sit around and shake hands and go kumbaya. And I'm sorry, it's not all about forgiveness. I know that that's not a popular trend. But the truth is, we are going to have our differences. We are going to be angry with each other. But let's channel that anger not into hate, not into violence, not into fear, but let's channel that difference, that anger, into righteous action. Right now, down the road, there's a blood drive going on in Heather's name. Right now, there are people who are here willing to listen to one another and talk to one another. Last night in New England, they had a peaceful rally in Heather's name to have some difficult dialogues. if you ever want to see.
We're going to come back with more of this after the break.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cyclosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a boat coach and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 16th day of August, 2017. I'll be riding shotgun with Owen Schroyer today. I'm on the ground in Seattle, Washington. We'll also have Dr. Steve Pachinik popping in to look at the PSYOP. He was the former head of PSYOP operations at the State Department and the CIA. The PSYOP, the media is running off of these race riots they're trying to start around the country, and the teardown of historical monuments, which, again, is just a trigger to get people fighting with each other. We're going to be looking at that. We have an ongoing live event, vigil with Heather Hare's mother, Susan Bro, and her father. Very, very powerful, the things they're saying. We'll play some clips of that and some live clips. But the big elephant in the room, as usual, is Donald Trump. And, boy, what a magnificent elephant he is. I watched that 20-minute press conference yesterday, and I watched it again this morning. We're going to play basically all of it today. But I'm going to start about 5 minutes in when he goes to questions. And then later we're going to look at what he actually tried to say. Because the media wants Trump to fail. Globalists want free market nations to fail. They want the social context and the social contract of a free market system to fail, because globalism and technocracy and all forms of authoritarianism, from crony capitalism to communism to socialism to oligarchies to you name it, do not work one millionth as good as a free market system. We've only achieved maybe 20-30% true free market behavior at the U.S.'s peak that ended around 100 years ago, where we had 10% growth rates from the time this country founded right through until the Civil War and then on after. Now they call 3% good. The globalists pick the winners and losers. They want a nation of renters. They want control. It's in their white papers. And here's Trump saying, $4 trillion stock market, $400 billion new jobs, 1.5 million new jobs, 3 million more, over 1,000 companies moved back, border more secured than ever, pulled you out of unelected TPP, pulled you out of the carbon taxes, got a good Supreme Court justice in, got him off the back of the Second Amendment, on and on and on and on and on, and building, if anything is true affirmative action, they are directing through federal grants and federal tax credits over 100 factories, large ones. And then the president's put out a list of these on whitehouse.gov that are being built in predominantly black areas. And we're talking starting $20 an hour, other jobs $35, $40, $50 an hour. And then they're even setting up the skilled centers for the training for the entry level. And so you're going to talk about factories where they are in the neighborhood and where they predominantly hire people out of the neighborhood after they're given the skill set to get in there. That is empowerment. That is giving people what they really want. All the studies show to break the back of what you call classism or tribalism, you always have to have upward mobility and economy, and then that unifies the people around prosperity. The globalists don't want unity. They want divide and conquer. That's admitted. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to play a few minutes of Heather Hare's mother, Susan Bro, who was just speaking. She's still speaking live. We have the streams on Infowars.com. But we're live, and I'll play a few minutes of what she said a few minutes ago, where she was talking about, you know, my daughter is not a victim because she wanted to go fight, not violently, but fight for what she believed in. And so her mother is proud of her. This is really the essence of not being a victim. The globalists want to use her daughter for division, for ethnic conflict. The globalists want this. It's amazing. But you look at Trump's press conference and how he destroyed the fake news. It was so powerful. So that's coming up as well. They said, why are people leaving the manufacturing board? Because you can't get Merck and Under Armour to move their factories back. He put them on the boards, hundreds of groups, to give them good deals and to find out how they're getting screwed by China, India, Mexico, and others to be able to have a two-way street to come back. And then they didn't want to move back. He was even letting people move back 10%. He's telling Apple, let me tell you something. You can keep your $400 billion or whatever it is you got overseas you didn't pay taxes on. You're going to move that money back here, and you're going to spend it here. And let me tell you something, too. You can keep your factories in China, but you're going to build some new ones here. You're going to give us something. I mean, that's somebody literally that doesn't have a globalist, elitist, blue blood attitude of screwing you over and breaking your will as an American by breaking this economy. That's all coming up. But first, let's go to a mother who's stronger than I am. I don't know about 4 or 5 days later after this happened to my daughters or my son. I think this lady's a lot more tough than I am. And the way she said, we appreciate what President Trump said. We appreciate him talking about unity. She said his statement was not insensitive, the first statement or the second or the third. She's come out defending Trump because this lady's got a lot of class. And I want to hear, I haven't heard what the husband said yet or the father. I've heard it was powerful too, but that's coming up. Let's play a few minutes of her.
We're going to carry Heather's spark through. So remember in your heart, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. And I want you to pay attention. Find what's wrong. Don't ignore it. Don't look the other way. You make a point to look at it and say to yourself, what can I do to make a difference? And that's how you're going to make my child's death worthwhile. I'd rather have my child, but by golly, if I got to give her up, we're going to make it count.
And her there, Father, because there's some more we haven't gotten to yet. And here's the deal. I don't know her daughter, Heather Hare, but there are a lot of people that go out to these anti-racism rallies who really have seen the KKK. They really have seen, you know, these unsavory groups do stuff. But they've also seen Hollywood that put out about, what, 150 movies the last 3 years about this to really make this painful to people that have, you know, hearts. It's like the reports of little kids that see the modern environmental shows where the bunnies are dying, the polar bears are drowned, and then they see a condo being built and they cry. And I've talked to parents where their six-year-old cries and falls down on their knees. One of my daughter's friends, when they were younger, she said, "Yeah, no, they cry." She cried and said, "We're killing the bunnies," and basically, you know, said, "I want to die for the bunnies." And in Australia, you can Google this, ABC News Australia. That's the Australian broadcasting news, not our ABC, but it's national TV. It was 8 years ago. Paul Watson wrote about it. They had a video game and a cartoon for kids where you have a carbon footprint, and as you live and eat food and live, it chops the heads off of bunnies and puppies and kittens. And then in the game, though, you commit suicide and win the game, and then all the bunnies can live. And you just quietly go into an exit, your little room. You agree to commit suicide at a euthanasia center. And the little, how sick is that? Teaching you to kill yourself so David Rockefeller has more power or Lord Rothschild has more power. They're cutting off your life force and teaching you your evil so you get out of the way, but not before you're played off against each other. And I'm not saying that happened with Heather Hare. She was there, you know, believing she was standing up against something evil. And there was some evil she was standing up against. That's what Donald Trump said in his press conference that's coming up at the bottom of the hour that I'm going to analyze live here with Owen Schroyer. Is he said there were good people on the side of the left, and there were good people on the side of the right. There were reporters. There were people that are interested in history. There were people that just came out to see what was happening. Yeah, our reporters were there and got attacked, and the police stood down. And then you had bad groups on both sides, but it was the group on the left that came in there with clubs and things beating people against the group that had a permit. Is it okay to attack a group that has a permit and have it stand down? I don't care if you're the new Black Panther Party, basically a black KKK group. You have a right to your rally. You have a right to not be attacked. I don't care if you're an idiot KKK group. You have a right to your rally. The media is going to edit that all together and say that I love the KKK or I love this and that because they're liars. That's why MSNBC and CNN are so hated. I get up here to show you Washington Post where a Jewish reporter got caught staging attacks on Jewish centers and how Trump was right and how we've caught other Jewish groups doing it. I'm not bashing Jews when I do that. George Soros is a Nazi. He's funding groups to go out and do this to control Jews and get them under his control for his political agenda. It's like attacking other folks and other racial groups and other religious groups. And then the media says, oh, I'm anti-Semitic. That's a load of crap. George Soros is a listed enemy of Israel. In the WikiLeaks, he wants its overthrow. I don't. I'm reporting the truth. Because they said Trump was anti-Semitic when he said he thought leftists were staging attacks on Jews to say he was anti-Semitic. How did Trump in his first speech to Congress earlier this year have to, quote, address and say he's against attacks on Jewish centers? Of course he's against attacks on Jewish centers. It's like if women are getting raped, do they call me up and say, Alex, decry this woman that got raped in New York City? Well, of course I'm against rape. Well, it's the same thing. Oh, somebody's turning over Jewish headstones and putting paint on synagogues and death threatening them every day with telephone calls. Is it your supporters, Trump? Say you're sorry. Trump says, I am sorry for that. I like Jews in Israel, but I think leftists are doing this to make it look like I'm anti-Semitic. Oh, you're saying Jews do false flags. No, I'm saying leftists do it, who happen to be Jewish, against other Jews to control them. Absolutely correct, Mr. President. You were proven correct yet again. But again, MSNBC and CNN and George Soros, the known Nazi collaborator, working to fund Palestinians to literally stab Jews to death in the streets and in their houses, and our media, then when a Palestinian kills three Jews in their own house a few weeks ago, it happens every few days, they said on the news, a Palestinian was shot in an apartment. Doesn't tell you there was pools of blood and three dead Jews, or there's a suicide bombing. And then they, you know, shoot somebody who was with them, and they go, oh, you know, they go, oh, three Israeli police shot somebody. And they don't tell you that the guy had a suicide bomb. This is how crazy it is where the media and Soros and all this are clearly anti-state of Israel, anti-right-wing state of Israel. But then meanwhile, they project on everybody else where we've got to bow down, that we're against blacks and we're against women and we're against gays. Well, none of it's even true. We're against globalism and ending our sovereignty and being poor and being slaves and not having religious freedom and radical, unvetted Muslims being brought in by the millions. We'll be back with Owen Schroyer, President
Trump.
Maybe
not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Transmission, the Wednesday, 16th day of August 2017. We had Milo Yiannopoulos in studio a few weeks ago, but we taped an exclusive interview that's the interview that Megyn Kelly should have done. We're actually asking a lot of hard questions. We're going to premiere that here on radio in the third hour. Owen Schroyer is going to be taking your phone calls in the second hour and fourth hour today, and Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be popping in. But here's the bottom line. MSM is not real media. The very fake news of CNN and of MSNBC, and now Fox to a great extent, is globalist owned. They're the multinationals taking the country over. They're the ones exploiting our jobs. They're the ones that want a consolidated economy, not a growing economy. They're the ones that tell Africans they can't have cars and air conditioning. But it's okay because Obama's black. The greatest form of racism is classism. The greatest form of discrimination is systems that seek to make the general public poor to control them. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. It's been the most popular ongoing form of governance in world history. In fact, it was the only form of governance until about 2,200 years ago in Greece. And their pure democracy was a bucket of black rocks, a bucket of white rocks. And if the ruling class could vote, only men that were landed and titled, they would vote with the rocks on what they were going to do, a straight-up vote. They also voted routinely to kill people. So they didn't like what you said. They'd have a vote and throw you off a cliff or make you drink a hemlock. So these are cold-blooded globalists that are running things. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. They hate the American system. They hate the largesse of it, the freedom of the Renaissance, the spoiledness of the public. Maybe we don't deserve it. Maybe we're not smart enough for what Trump's trying to open the door to. He didn't invent this. He's trying to bring it back. But they're losers in this video coming up in the next segment of his press conference when he's given you all the evidence of the uphill delivery of victory and real economy for the average person and not letting rigged elites have crony capitalism and pick winners. And the media is just frothing like wild dogs on chains trying to get at the lion that's out there and just spewing everything. And he is so balanced. He's so accurate. He's so focused. He's so confident. It's incredible. So you owe it to yourself to see what he actually said versus snippets edited together. Owen Troyer, you're going to be riding a shotgun here today. Do you concur with my analysis, or what's your breakdown?
Well, I thought that the press conference yesterday was one of the greatest press conferences I've ever heard. I think it's beyond pathetic, beyond words, beyond comprehension that we can tune into mainstream media over the course of the 18 hours or whatever it is since that press conference, and they still say Trump yet to denounce white supremacy, Trump yet to denounce, you know, the violence at the rallies. It's just cold-blooded lies, just straight-up lies. And what I'm hoping, and it wasn't the case if you tuned into C-SPAN today, a bunch of callers fell for it, is that America can see through the mainstream media lies. You would think this is as basic as it gets.
Oh, and I totally agree. Here's the problem with C-SPAN. They now screen the calls. They ask, do you think he's a racist, or do you not think he's a racist, or are you not sure? They do Republican, Democrat, Independent. Or they do think Trump's bad, think Trump's good, not sure. Okay, so you've got to basically lie on the call screen to get through. But absolutely, we need to get Darren McBreen or one of the people now, not tomorrow, not next week, because no one will care then, to show him denounce it on Saturday, show him denounce it on Monday, and then show him again, denounce it on Tuesday, and show him say, I denounce it, I denounce it, I denounce racism, come together, love, 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 I denounce it, come together. But in between, show them going, he won't denounce it, he won't denounce it, he never denounced it, he still hasn't denounced it, and then say, oh, do you remember this? Do you remember when he said 10 years ago, I don't like, you know, David Duke just randomly when somebody brought him up? Then he said it before. Then he said it on the campaign. Then in one press conference, he said it like four times. And they kept saying 3 minutes later, you never denounced it. So we need to show people how they did that. Oh, and why won't you denounce rape? Why won't I denounce it? Well, we have denounced it, but we didn't do it. The point is, it's pure dumb level to put out some moral outrage so really stupid people in the public. If this is really a stupid person test, can sit there and feel moral outrage and call in and go, yeah, he never denounced it. How stupid do they feel, or how stupid do these people, I mean, are these the type of folks that buy Powerball lotteries? And I'm not saying if you buy the lottery for fun, you're bad. But if it's your business model, if it's your business plan to buy lottery tickets thinking you're going to win, is this the same type of useful idiots, Owen?
I assume as much. I mean, I don't understand the type of, you know what it is though, Alex? I think it's that people, they don't know. They've never heard Trump say anything. What they do is they walk through the gym, or they walk through the cafe, or they walk through the restaurant, and they just see the television, and on the bottom line it says Trump yet to denounce. Or they have a push notification on their cell phone, and it just says Trump racist. They don't actually know the context. They don't know the content.
That's it. You just hit it. I've been watching it in hotels and in restaurants where I am with their stuff on TV. It says Trump defends KKK. Trump refuses to say no. Or Michael Moore says he is a Nazi. He is a racist. And they just see that, or they read it in the newspaper headline. They're not paying attention, and then they believe it.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff cost us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. All right, I'm going to skip this next network break coming up because I want to play most of Trump's press conference, at least from the point where he started taking questions. And then we're going to, later, McGreen did put together a compilation of Trump, 6 minutes long, disavowing David Duke, the KKK, and then disavowing it again and again and again with timestamps, showing how the media poses and says, why have you never, months and months and years into him disavowing. And the new stuff where he decried Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, they don't care. They keep saying, why won't you disavow? Why won't you disavow? Lying to their viewers, lying to you. And it's just like Owen Schroyer said earlier. This is happening because the average person is just reading notifications on their phones. Or they're reading Yahoo News at the restaurant or at the store. Or they're reading Google. That's why they hate Drudge, because he can actually take what Trump really said. Or they hate InfoWars. We can actually have real quotes, real video. There's a war against reality. These people are in a war against reality. This morning I was in a hotel restaurant I was looking at people on their laptops. And it was headline. I was on Yahoo News. Obama, you know, concerned Trump won't decry racism. And I saw other headlines saying the same thing. And I'd get up to get some more coffee or whatever, and I'd walk by and read what they were reading just to see. And they were just all sitting there, not even reading the actual articles. Because you read the articles at the bottom, they'll actually say the truth a lot of times. It's the top. And the first few paragraphs are incredible. They're absolutely incredible the way they deceive you. But I know as an audience, you understand that. It's just that it's getting more and more intense. Now, the number one thing folks can do is understand this. We're under globalist attack. They're trying to take our sponsors. They're trying to shut us down. But because of you, we're still moving forward. And I have committed to you to bring you the very best books, films, water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. And we have the biggest special in our history, last month's special and this month's special combined, because folks love specials. And because BuzzFeed tried to shut us down, sent us to one of these California labs with the highest standards in the world, California standards, they failed to find any toxins, any metals. So they lied about us and said, oh, look, they should sell their vitamin B12 for less. But the very same site sells the best vitamin B12 out there from the studies. They say it's the best. They didn't know that we private labeled it and had it for $12 less. So it's just we show all that on the BuzzFeed special page. Just a devastating victory against these lying failures. And that's what they are. They've chosen failure. They've chosen evil. They've chosen not to be productive. They've chosen to serve lies, serve corruption. That's fine. They've chosen their Lord and Savior. BrainForce Plus, incredible nootropic. People love it. Super high-powered. Very, very good. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. They take, you know, all these bad halogens, put them in the food, the water. They fill the thyroid, other glands. If you don't have the good, clean iodine in there, then the bad ones go in. If there's a radiation event, you get the bad iodine, the radioactive iodine. Having the good iodine blocks that. BuzzFeed lab tested and said, it's not potassium iodine, it's not sodium iodine, it's sold everywhere. It's just iodine. So they had to spin each thing. Yes, you know how hard it is to get the actual pure deep earth type, get the DEA certifications, have it all, because it is a major precursor to a lot of things. We have that Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, the one they demonized, 55% off. BioTrue Selenium, it is $17.76. New Super Blue Mouthwash, 11% off, $17.76, with colloidal silver, and of course, with iodine. Amazing. True iodine. We call it true. It's our term, because it's true. That's what NASIC means. Everything else calls itself that. They're not. They're potassium or other types. Then they're bound. Then you don't get the absorption. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 66% off, 30 parts per million. Myco ZX, the antifungal, other equation of the probiotic. Caveman, amazing. Turmeric, chaga, bee pollen, concentrated, the equivalent of, I mean, it's like chicken noodle soup squared, the amount of nutrients and how filling and how good it is for your body. Alexa Pure Breeze, the great air filtration, $149.96. That's got to end on Friday, they were telling me, because they are running out of those. Amazing ion filter, carbon filter, and two other filtration systems in one unit. Similar units are $400, $800 still. Used to be $1,000. Vitamineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. DNA Force, 20% off. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I cannot stress to you enough how vital it is to commit and to support the broadcast, sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime, get an additional 10% off, free shipping also, free shipping on all orders, $50 or more. It has been your commitment to get great products, support the InfoWar that is breaking the back of the globalists. These loser scumbags recognize it. They're hitting us with everything they got. They're hitting Trump, but he was so stalwart. He was so strong. Up there in the face of all their lies. I've never seen a lawyer. I've never seen me in press conferences, and I do a good job. I've never seen anybody slice people up. Not Johnny Cochran. Not F. Lee Bailey. Not Barack Obama, who's a great public speaker. Not Bill Clinton. I have not even Nigel Farage, and he's about as good as it gets. He's better than me. And ladies and gentlemen, he sliced them into mincemeat and devastated them with pure truth, with honor, with balance, with love, with reconciliation, with unity. And the mother and the father of the poor lady that died, they recognize that. They're saying, don't use our daughter for this. She died standing up for what she believed in, but they don't care. They're still going to use her. Oh, and I want to start getting to this powerful press conference. We may have to go 5 minutes to the next hour to get to all of it. But, I mean, it's just, I don't want to sit here and just grovel at Trump, but he deserves it. Uphill battle. Enemy coming after his family. Behind the scenes, I know the preachers he prays with. He really is getting, in fact, Gary Haven was going to get into it. He never got into it. When he hosts on Thursday, I want him to spend 20 minutes on some of the top preachers in the country that are personal friends with Trump and their private prayer meetings, because they said, no, they don't care if it gets out, actually. What Trump does behind the scenes, he wants it. He believes it. He knows it. And I separately have had private conversations about God with Trump. I'm not going to get into those, but he's talked about how he was always been a Christian, but was more focused on life, his kids, his family. He just loved God. It wasn't like he was a Pharisee having to just say, oh, I'm a Christian and being all fake. He didn't like those people. But under the attack of the campaign and what he went through and Christians loving him and laying hands on him and things that happen around the country, he said he never felt any energy like it. And now he's becoming a super deep Christian. And who wouldn't under the pressure he's under? And then delivering on the economy. Let me tell you something. I've always been a Christian, too. But going through the stuff I've been through, it gets you real close to God. I can feel the Holy Spirit right now. And Trump can feel it. And he's addicted. That's what God gives you when you go through persecution, folks, is you get addicted to the Holy Spirit. It's a good addiction. And Trump has got the holy fire of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's called a fire, folks. You start burning once you get it. I mean, you heard Pastor Brown on. I think he's coming back on, what, today or tomorrow. Pastor Brown was on fire. We were finishing each other's sentences when we were on. He's an incredible speaker because it's the fire of God. And we were seeing that in Trump, standing against the hyenas, standing against those that want to make us poor, standing against those that are lying, standing against those that want to enslave us so they can control us and dictate our surrender, standing and razor blade sharp, slicing everything they said to pieces perfectly. I mean, I give him a 99.9. He barely stumbled for 1.5 seconds one time as they're screaming at him and hissing and yelling. I mean, he was just so manly. It was so strong. It was so honorable. It was just, it's the opposite of looking at a Michael Moore or a Nancy Pelosi that makes me feel dishonored even looking at him. Owen Schroyer.
Well, it was one of those press conferences for me that I couldn't step away from. I couldn't turn away from. I couldn't get my ear off of. I had to hear the whole thing. I actually went back and listened to it again. It was so amazing. And what he's doing with these press conferences is he's providing an opportunity for people who actually want to get involved, people who actually want to be involved with taking this country back. He's giving them the opportunity to say, hey, look, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to be agreeing with you on everything, but we're going to make America first. We're going to come together as Americans. And anybody who wants to be informed knows this, so they're going to get on board and this is going to happen. The problem is we have LARPers out there and we have people who just read the push notifications who don't know anything. They don't know what's going on. You look at the video you covered where they take down the statue in North Carolina, and then what are these people doing? They're kicking the statue. They're spitting on the statue. They're punching the statue, flicking it off. An inanimate object. Okay? They've never been slaves. They've never seen slavery in America. They don't even understand true racism. Okay, but yet here they are in a park pretending like they've actually done something, that actually defeated the slave owner. Look at me, I've defeated the slave owner, I've defeated racism. No, you're kicking a statue. It's that right there is the mindset of these people. So I don't know how we can get the numbers on our side, but I think we're going to find that they're on our side when we go to the polls.
I totally agree, and that's what God always gives us, is a choice. Especially a great nation like this that was founded as Christian. We're being given a choice to turn back. We're being given a choice at prosperity. We're being given a choice to really come together. We're being given a real loving president who has courage, who loves God, and who really wants to bring folks together. And we've got a bunch of frothing evil liars that funded the Arab Spring, globalism, world government, the breakdown of the family, hissing and screaming, saying we run your lives, hyping up a bunch of well-meaning young people who think they're Captain America and are getting a chance to go fight a Nazi, when in reality, George Soros finances almost all of it, and he is literally, according to MI6, the real character behind the modern-day specter. Okay, I mean, you cannot make this up. So let's start going to the press conference here. This is right after he breaks down 5 minutes of incredible, real economic news. And then they say, why are people leaving the manufacturing board? Well, he answers it. It's true. Merck and Under Armour have been given 7 months to just bring something back here. And he's given them all sorts of deals, opportunities, you know, to do this. And our media calls that corrupt. No, that's called free market. That's called nationalism. And then he says, why did you wait so long on the statement? Didn't do that. Again, he talks about gaslighting, how they're brainwashing people. He talks about Walmart, says you missed a critical opportunity to bring the country together. This is Walmart with its slave factories. This is just so incredibly sick to see Chelsea Clinton sending out tweets about always be radical, always choose a side, always be aggressive. Basically, don't come together when they're involved in slave factories and stealing people's money and robbing Haitians. I mean, this is just such a sick, evil group. Always remember that. Let's start rolling the press conference.
If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Why do you think these CEOs are leaving your manufacturing council?
Because they're not taking their job seriously as it pertains to this country. We want jobs, manufacturing in this country. If you look at some of those people that you're talking about, they're outside of the country. They're having a lot of their product made outside. If you look at Merck as an example, take a look at where their product is made. It's made outside of our country. We want products made in the country. Now, I have to tell you, some of the folks that will leave, they're leaving out of embarrassment because they make their products outside. And I've been lecturing them, including the gentleman that you're referring to, about you have to bring it back to this country.
That's right. Hit pause.
Necessarily.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. And it's not like he's just saying that. I read the business pages. I read them online probably 45 minutes a day. It's one of the least areas I do study, but I study it. He's been grilling every day, calling some days 200, 300 companies, having meetings with them a couple days a week, taking them golfing, the big ones. And he's gotten Chinese and Indian and Russian and Mexican companies to move here, SoftBank, Japan, you know, Mitsubishi, South Korea. And he just does it saying, listen, don't you want to have an economy long term to keep buying your stuff? You can have 50-50 or 60-40 even. You got to start next year. I want 10% of your production in the United States. That's what he tells them. And then he's got these guys on his board. He's going, look, I'm going to get you the tax break, breaks everything. What do you have to lose? Bring the factories back. Start something here. Make something here. Make the foam that goes in the shoes. Make the fabric or something. Sew it together here. You're going to do something. And he's like, why won't you do it? Because you're a globalist. So again, he's embarrassed them. They're economically hurting America. They're economically knowing that it's part of globalism to make us poor, to make us dependent as part of a strategic plan. And Trump's calling them out. So then they leave when they're the traitors on, oh, look at the race stuff. He didn't decry it enough to get little cheap points when they're the ones that actually screwed you over as part of an organized plan of economic warfare against everyone. Here it is.
Outside, and I've been lecturing them, including the gentleman that you're referring to, about you have to bring it back to this country. You can't do it necessarily in Ireland and all of these other places. You have to bring this work back to this country. That's what I want. I want manufacturing to be back into the United States so that American workers can benefit.
Some are saying, oh, he doesn't like Ireland. He singled out Irish. The Irish don't get any of the money. They use this double Irish thing where they mix the money around twice so that the money gets stuck there and stays in banks and nobody ever gets it but the elites. So he's talking about basically offshoring money. But the media spun that oh, he doesn't want Irish to have jobs. Let's go back to it.
I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct. Not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement. But you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts. And it's a very, very important process to me. And it's a very important statement. So I don't want to go quickly and just make a statement for the sake of making a political statement. I want to know the facts. If you go back to my... In fact, I brought it.
Notice how it's handwritten.
As I said on, remember this, Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And then I went on from there. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me.
That's what they hate. That's the president right there.
Here's the thing. When I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts.
Back it up 10 seconds, please. That's what they hate. Because that's, I've talked to folks that are around Trump all the time. He may take a few ideas, things, but he handwrites stuff out. Rarely he hands it off to them to go type it. He wrote his address to Congress. This hasn't happened in like 50, 60 years, folks. I mean, even Kennedy wasn't writing his own statements. Eisenhower is one of the last people to actually write part of his statements. This guy wrote his statements, and you can see it's written in marker. He sat there, watched it, tried to figure out what was going on, came out a few hours after it, wrote a statement. He tweeted while it was happening and said, we decry all this racism. The point is, he's the presidency. No elite wrote that. That's why the elites want control of the big American power. That's his big sin, is that he wrote it. He did it. He's real. Let's go back to him.
Make it nice and easy. Here's the thing. When I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts. This event just happened. In fact, a lot of the event didn't even happen yet as we were speaking. This event just happened. Before I make a statement, I need the facts. So I don't want to rush into a statement. So making the statement when I made it was excellent. In fact, the young woman who I hear is a fantastic young woman, and it was on NBC, her mother wrote me and said, through, I guess, Twitter, social media, the nicest things, and I very much appreciated that. I hear she was a fine, really, actually, an incredible young woman. But her mother on Twitter thanked me for what I said. And honestly, if the press were not fake, and if it was honest, the press would have said what I said was very nice. But unlike you and unlike the media, before I make a statement, I like to know the facts. They don't. How about a couple of
terrorism that event? Was that terrorism?
Say it. What?
CEO of Walmart said she missed a critical opportunity to help bring the country together. Did you?
Not at all. I think the country, look, you take a look. I've created over 1 million jobs since I'm president. The country is booming. The stock market is setting records. We have the highest employment numbers we've ever had in the history of our country. We're doing record business. We have the highest levels of enthusiasm. So the head of Walmart, who I know, who's a very nice guy, was making a political statement. I mean, I do it the same way. And you know why? Because I want to make sure when I make a statement that the statement is correct. And there was no way... There was no way of making a correct statement that...
You know what's crazy? If they're able to defeat Trump, we're defeating ourselves. I mean, look how God's giving us all this prosperity, all this incredible stuff, right in our face. Everything coming. He wants to unlock all the gene editing, all the technology for life extension that the globalists, the Democrats, and Republicans don't want you under Obamacare to have access to all this advanced life extension. He wants you to have access to all of it. I mean, you know, it's his actions are incredibly real. And he's just surrounded by scum, surrounded by the swamp, and he's trying to turn the economy on for the people. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And then Walmart is this paragon of, getting a political shot in, decrying the fake headlines that he didn't disavow when they lie and say that constantly. They're saying he didn't disavow on Monday now. They're saying he didn't disavow yesterday. When he said that there were people on both sides that came not looking for trouble, who had rights to assemble in America. What about that? Let's go back to the clip.
I didn't know David Duke was there. I wanted to see the facts. And the facts, as they started coming out, were very well stated. In fact, everybody said his statement was beautiful.
You got to understand back when Trump grew up around the same time as my dad, the KKK was so uncool that when I talked about my grandfather standing up to the KKK, my dad went, well, Alex, it wasn't that hard. Everybody hated him. They were all toothless idiots. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, he did. But it's like they were a joke then. The media takes these people, builds them up. Most of them are actors. It's come out most of them are actors. It's totally staged. And the media falls into our trap when they attack me saying, oh, he says they're actors when they've been caught. You know, so many groups, out doing this. In fact, put that Charlottesville picture up about the mother and then just the photo of the KKK guys there and look closely at those photos. When I saw those photos, I said, is that a black guy? Because when I saw the KKK guys, it looked like they were partially African American. And that was the weird thing when I've been to these rallies is that it looks like minorities in the KKK outfits. I mean, I have video of this. This is really, like, they can't even get real white idiots to go do this. Like, I want to find this guy. Because, the organizer formerly worked for Obama and worked for Black Lives Matter and worked for Occupy Wall Street and work for the Democrats. But, oh, now he's the leader of it. I mean, see how I'm saying they're always Democrats? They're just, they are. I mean, look at this guy. Look at this guy. And I saw a video of him. I saw him. I go, dude, that guy, I mean, that guy does not look like he's, you know. But, you know, they let him in the prisons. Because they're so lucky. I'm being sarcastic. They let people that whose mothers are white now. So if your mother's white, you can join the KKK. So you've got these self-hating people who hate their brown side. I mean, I'm proud of my Native American heritage. Is that guy Native American? A lot of the Native Americans, intermarried with blacks, or I mean, I don't know. It's just absolutely crazy. But I'm proud of the fact, you know, that I'm not completely Anglo-Saxon, whatever you call it. I'm proud of my Native American roots. But I don't know. Let's just continue here. We're going to go into the next segment with the Trump newscast where he just destroys them. A real press conference facing down these liars. Here it is.
You would have made it sooner. That would have been good. I couldn't have made it sooner because I didn't know all of the facts. Frankly, people still don't know all of the facts. It was very important. Excuse me. It was very important to me to get the facts out and correctly. Because if I would have made a fast statement, and the first statement was made without knowing much other than what we were seeing. The second statement was made after with knowledge, with great knowledge. There's still things that people don't know. I want to make a statement with knowledge. I wanted to know the facts. Okay.
That's something we know now.
Was this terrorism? And can you tell us how you're feeling about your chief strategist?
Well, I think the driver of the car is a disgrace to himself, his family, and this country.
He's a loser.
And that is, you can call it terrorism. You can call it murder. You can call it whatever you want. I would just call it as the fastest one to come up with a good verdict. That's what I'd call it. Because there is a question. Is it murder? Is it terrorism?
Yes.
And then you get into legal semantics. The driver of the car is a murderer. And what he
That's
did
right.
was a horrible, horrible, inexcusable
Cowardly
thing.
Thing.
Can you tell us how you're feeling about your chief strategist, Mr. Bannon? Can you
Go
talk
ahead.
About that?
I would echo Maggie's question. Steve Bannon has...
I never spoke to Mr. Bannon about it.
Tell us broadly what your view. Do you still have confidence?
Well, we'll see. And look, I like Mr. Bannon. He's a friend of mine.
Hit pause again. He's in New Jersey. He writes it on the back of a piece of paper, his statement, basically the same thing he said on Twitter while it was happening. He's the president. He's smart. He's informed. Bannon is doing the whole strategy of the bills and the legislation and the executive orders to turn the economy back on because Trump agrees with it in a big office they've got with whiteboards. That's what he does with Bannon. But Bannon doesn't tell Trump what to do. We're going to go to break here in a moment. Please don't forget, we've taken last month's special and this month's specials and combined them, calling it the BuzzFeed special because they made me so angry at first. Then it was a big joke when they tested our products and found they were the cleanest out there. California standard, untold, almost no one can do it. Well, you know we're under that scrutiny, obviously, folks. I mean, so, you know, we go to the very best, cleanest labs, best companies, get the best stuff private labeled. They have the top labeled B12, $35. They sell on their own operation. We sell for $17.76, normally about $25. So normally it's still discounted $5, $10, but it's discounted almost $13 right now. Secret 12 available, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And we've got dozens and dozens of products. BrainForce, 55% off. Take advantage of that. You owe it to yourself, and it supports the broadcast. You owe it to yourself to support the broadcast. Where could you fund something more vicious against the New World Order with truth, so savage with the love of victory? Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. Secret 12, BioTrue Selenium. Silver Bullet, Myco ZX, Caveman. Alexa Pure Pro, 25% off. Alexa Breeze, 25% off. Vital Mineral Fusion, 35% off. Again, 66% off on colloidal silver. Free shipping as well on many of the products. Take action today and rub it in BuzzFeed's dirty, evil face. More of President Trump victorious. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula.